Watch Party. Watch Party with Vic Naidu.
First up in this week's edition of Watch Party is a critically acclaimed South African sci-fi, Glass House. It's now streaming on Showmax. Glass House is set after an airborne dementia known as the Shred has left humanity roaming like lost and dangerous animals, unable to remember who they are. Confined to the airtight glass house, a family does what they must to survive. This goes well until the sisters are seduced by a stranger who upsets the family rituals, unearthing a past they've tried to bury. This post-pandemic love triangle, Glass House, has been described as sensual and savage.
Once upon a time, there was a girl. She came upon an enchanted castle made of glass. Only people who remembered their names could enter there. We gather in thanks for our sanctuary from the Shred. In a world of madness, we have found order.
Still on Showmax, season 2 of The Wife broke its first season's record for the most first day views on Showmax ever, with 3 times as many viewers. The Wife also topped the Twitter trend list yesterday as the first 3 episodes of season 2 dropped on Showmax. Season 2 of The Wife sees fan favorite Nkosana finally reunited with the love of his life, Zandile, after breaking her out of jail at the end of season 1. The first 3 episodes are waiting for you on Showmax. Welcome to part 2 of Watch Party. So on Netflix, set over 1,000 years ago in the early 11th century, Vikings Valhalla chronicles the heroic adventures of some of the most famous Vikings who've ever lived. As tensions between the Vikings and the English royals reach a violent breaking point, and as the Vikings themselves clash over their conflicting beliefs, the Vikings begin an epic journey that will take them across oceans and through battlefields. If you're looking for gritty, immersive action, Vikings Valhalla on Netflix is perfect.
Did you just arrive
from that storm?
I did.
And tell us your name.
Leif Erikson.
Where are you from?
Greenland.
I'm Harald Sigurdsson. Why are you in Kattegat?
I've come to find someone.
The entire north is threatened.
And finally, something I've been watching on DSTV catch-up, 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days. With just 90 days to wed on a fiancé visa, you follow international couples as they attempt to overcome cultural barriers and family drama while in search of true love that knows no borders. Using a unique 90 Day Fiancé visa, the K-1 visa, foreigners travel to the US to live with their overseas partners for the first time. The couples must marry before their visa expires in 90 days, or the visiting partner will have to return home. They'll have to overcome language barriers, culture shocks, and skepticism. Friends and family, all with a clock that starts ticking the moment they step foot on US soil. The stakes are high as these couples are forced to make a life-changing decision: get married or send their international partners home.
I haven't been in a relationship in 28 years. I want to feel that again.
I was in a really dark place, but everything changed after I met my soulmate on Instagram.
I have never met Varya in person. So I've decided to go to Russia.
I want to hear your voice and to see you.
You want to say hi?
I'm in love with somebody from across the world, and that somebody is a girl.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.